Right here.
You win!
All right, what do I win?
Another beer!
It's time once again for Brew Review.
Yes, Brew Review, in-person Brew Review number 2, at home.
First.
At someone's home.
No, it's not first. We did it in your...
Or sorry, that's what, second ever in-home.
In-home, in-person.
Because we've had our other little road trip. So I haven't shown you the beers we're doing. Well, you see one.
I see one, but this is a is going to be a surprise.
You've really seen the October. We're doing 5 beers.
Yeah. So let me set the scene
in
front of us.
Yep.
We're recording in one of many studios, my basement.
Professional studios.
Hopefully the dogs stop biting long enough for us to
it'll be all get right. through this. We'll be okay.
So we've got a row of plastic cups set up.
Yep.
And then a cooler in front of us, which I don't know what's in it.
Yep.
So this is going to be fun. Then we've got a little tray on our left to cleanse our palate with some water and crackers.
Because we're classy.
It's the
classy thing to do.
Yeah, it is. All right.
All right. So first beer. This is Summit Brewing Cabin Crusher Kolsch style. Ooh. So this is like a super light. I've had it once before. It's a super light ale with... lemon. So Kolsch style with lemon.
It's a cool can. So it's got a picture of a lumberjack and he's got
Babe the Blue Ox.
So that's gotta be Paul Bunyan, right? He's wearing a yellow yellow flannel to go with the lemony theme, and he's got an axe and he's standing on a field.
And it says brewed to be crushable, perfect for cabin country. Does it tell us the percent? I was going to look it up. I think it's like 5. Yeah. It's not heavy.
That's a cool can. It's a very cool looking can.
We're going to just crack that open. All right. So this is number 1. Should we pour them all first before, or should we drink them?
That's a good question. I don't know. What do you think?
We can maybe we pour them.
Yeah. Let's.
Okay. And then we'll talk about them.
Would you get.
We've got a little background dog activity. That's okay. This is live in-home recording.
He just never runs out of energy.
So this is going to be a lot of beer.
Well, the good thing is we're splitting each one.
It's a half beer.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the cabin crusher. All right, now beer number 2. We're going to go light to dark, I guess, or light to heavy.
I like it.
Beer number 2 is Summit Dakota Soul. This is a craft lager, so this is a lager versus an ale.
That's another really cool can.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they really stepped up their can game.
And...
So is that like North or South Dakota map? Like the can itself looks like a map.
Yep.
In the background, like it's like a light map. Yeah,
you know what? I didn't even notice that until you said that.
That's really cool. That's why I asked if it's the Dakotas because it's the Dakota Soul. I think it is. That is really cool.
Well, I don't know too. Like I should have looked it up, but there's something with the hops. The hops they brew or they took from North or South Dakota, and it's like Summit's specific hop. Like no one else.
Yeah, on the bottom says North Dakota barley.
Yep.
Midwest style craft
lager. So this is that weird, really cool. Like, I don't know how to explain like a lager versus an ale, but we're gonna.
Didn't we try to look that up once and it still didn't?
Yeah, I know. It still didn't transfer.
Well, it's just like when you look at hard alcohols, because I was trying to look up the difference between like a whiskey and a cognac and a
rye. There's all sorts
it all has to do with your mash. Like, whiskey has to be like 50% corn mash or something, where like cognac is I think a fruit mash, and
it's way too complex.
What am I missing? Like brandy is I think like primarily
I thought brandy was like
grape or something. It's weird. When I read it, I was like, oh, that makes sense. And I'm sure that the whole beer thing, it has something to do with either the main ingredient or how you brew it. I'm not sure.
All right, so beer number 3, we're going slightly darker. This will be IPA.
Hold on one second.
No, you're good.
Let me get rid of this whining dog.
So number 3 beer, we've got Surly Furious IPA. That's kind of your standard IPA. Like, you can pretty much get it wherever. This is not seasonal. You can get this year-round. So we're gonna crack this guy. And we didn't really describe anything with the can for Surly. He's fine. We didn't describe anything with the can for Surly Furious because it's the same. There's nothing.
It's a super, Surly
it's
Furious.
A red, can. Yeah, it's a Surly Furious. It's.
Yeah.
But we're definitely going dark to light to dark.
Yeah. It's so weird because last time we recorded, we had all that background noise, like music. I thought about putting on some like Irish pub music for this, just to
help. We could, yeah, some background. Like, yeah. It was interesting listening to that, like you could actually hear.
Yeah, like the
crowd noise.
The car noise. I could definitely tell. The crowd noise was kind of fun.
That was interesting. Yeah,
it kind of added to the background of what we were doing.
I know this next one I'm super excited for. I brought two of these for us. You can keep one or we can have both tonight. This is, if I were to have to do like my Mount Rushmore of beers, and it doesn't even matter as far as like seasonal, this would be on my Mount Rushmore of beers, like year round. So this is a pumpkin ale. It's Tin Whiskers Shocky Pumpkin.
Ooh.
It's 6.6 percent alcohol. It's an ale, like a reddish ale that's brewed with pumpkin spices. He's good. And the can is cool. It's got like a headless horseman on it, like a robot guy with a headless horseman pumpkin head. And yeah, there's like a Halloweenish type look to the can, but this is like
that's a really cool looking can.
This is like,
that's another cool can,
one of my favorite. And these come in, this is like a 16-ounce can, so it's a tall can. Color-wise, this one is closer to the IPA. The pour is probably not coming into this really good. Is this our background pub music? It's like people.
I look up Irish, and the first thing that comes up is pub ambiance. Yeah.
That's good. Keep the pub ambiance on. I thought it was
going to be like...
It's ambiance.
I thought it was going to be like Irish pub
music. It's people... This one still has beer in it.
There you go.
That'll, this is a good color variation, isn't it?
That Tin Whiskers can, it's it makes me think of fall. It's a very fall-like.
Super
can.
Fall-like.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
All right, and beer number five, last beer, is going to be our seasonal Oktoberfest. It is your personal favorite.
I love Oktoberfest.
Little Sam Adams. This one is bottle. And I'm going to crack this baby. Hopefully it doesn't explode everywhere. This is definitely our darkest beer yet. It's got the most head.
Oh, there's the Irish
music. The Irish music. They're starting the Irish music in the pub.
That's kind of a cool looking background, too.
For our foreign listeners.
That's funny. Welcome back. Our listeners from France are...
4%. They're in the lead.
They're in the lead, so...
We're a pretty big deal in France.
We're pretty well known.
I don't know if you're aware.
Pretty well known around those parts.
I'm a pretty big deal in France. Yeah. So
Ireland's right behind at 3%. So
yeah.
So come on, my Irish brethren. Oh, look. Kick it in gear and get some more listeners.
The bottom of your cap for your Sam Adams Oktoberfest says cheers.
I like it.
All right, so we can kind of So we're gonna start with beer number one.
Do you got all those smells? All the smells are starting to waft.
I know.
I'm thinking that's the Surly. That's probably
the IPA is giving your Yeah. Look at the color variance. Yeah. The only thing we could do is maybe swap these for color variance, but...
Here, I'm going to pour
some
water.
Get the waters ready.
Cleanser.
Yeah, good idea.
So a little cleanser.
A little palate cleansy.
And some really classy Ritz crackers. Yeah.
It's because we're a big deal.
Yeah. So we're going to...
People that are a big deal in France eat Ritz crackers and in between there on their podcast. That's awesome. What they do.
All right.
All right, so we'll start with the first one. So we got, this was the...
So again, number one was the Cabin Crusher, Summit Cabin Crusher.
Yep, it's a Kolsch style ale. So Kolsch is like, how would you describe it? I don't know, Kolsch is like it's a very light...
Kolschy? I don't know.
And a lot of the Kolsch beers have, I think, fruit in it. So this has the lemon. Mm. All
right, are we ready?
Here we go. All
right, cheers.
Cheers it. All right, plastic cups because we're classy. Mm-hmm.
Class.
It's very lemony.
It's
very lemony.
It almost tastes like that glass of lemonade you get from the kid's stand around the corner down your street.
What was the one that we had a past brew review that was like super puckery?
that was at the Boulder.
Yeah, the Boulder Tap House.
That's bad.
What this tastes like.
And I remember I said it. It was. Uh-huh. I couldn't stop talking about how pungent it was because it was.
This is puckery.
It's not as bad as that one, but it is. But it's actually really refreshing.
Yeah, like if you were drinking a bunch of these at the cabin, it was hot out. Yeah. It would taste good. It's just very, very lemony. It's not a hint of lemon at all.
No, it's lemony, but it not. you know, some of those like lemony fruity beers are like, it's like that stomach ache lemony. Yeah, yeah. I don't get that from this, like that real like too sweet.
Yep.
It's just got a good lemony flavor, especially if you like lemon. This would definitely be your beer.
Well, you know what I miss too is like going to Buffalo Wild Wings and having a honey Weiss, but then they give you the wedge of lemon, and you take the wedge of lemon into the honey Weiss. That's kind of what this reminds me of, but it's way more lemon.
Yeah, especially those first few sips from the top after you right after you put the lemon in.
You squeeze the lemon in there a little bit, or like the Corona. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason that we're all working from home and the Corona with lime.
Yeah. Oh, I love a Corona with lime, especially in the middle of summer.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Corona's beer sales have gone down.
I read that they were really hurting for a while.
Like, people are pissed of COVID-19, so they're going to take it out on Corona, the beer company.
I'm not drinking that.
I'm not drinking this Corona.
That's really good. I like that. It's it's good flavor.
Yep. So let's see. We'll try and... We won't finish them, but we'll keep them going here. Okay, so the next one is...
Sip of your water?
Yeah, let's cleanse the palate. This is my cup. Thank you.
Bite of a cracker.
Mm-hmm. Palate cleanser. This is live palate cleansing.
Little Ritz cracker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're going to have like a buttery flavor to your beer. Right.
I should have grabbed the saltines.
No, that was good. And then again, so we'll have to look it up, but Dakota Soul, I know, is the next one. And that one is, it's something with the hops. Mm. It's like a special hop that I think only Summit uses because they helped them grow it or something like that. I think that's the deal.
No, all
right. That's fine. He's good. All right. Dakota Soul. It's a little darker. Mm-hmm. So I'd say it looks like a pale ale in color.
Yeah.
It's not as light as the Cabin Crusher.
I wouldn't call it reddish, but it's darker for a...
I wouldn't call it like Budweiser colory. No. It's got more color than that. Yeah. But all right. This one is...
here we go.
Cheers. Here we go. So, it's kind of your standard tasting lager, I guess.
Because,
like, what other lagers? I don't drink a lot of lagers, I guess. I drink a lot of ales.
Here's what I'm going to say about it. I love the can. The design is great. The beer is just very average.
Yeah, it's kind
it's
of your
a very
basic
average beer. Yeah.
Lager.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying bad average, but like...
No, but super basic.
It's like a... Like a basic borderline lager.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Are Liney's ales? I guess it depends on the... Anyways, is that a lager?
Ooh, I don't know. I might have to look that up. I'm
Google
not sure
that, baby.
What they classify that as, to be honest.
Because it's not... I mean, you could call this an ale and you wouldn't, like, know. But it's very... It doesn't have, like, a... It doesn't have a hop like an IPA, but it definitely has a what do you call it, like a malt. Like you can taste the malt, and that's what's in the barley. This is North Dakota barley.
Let's see.
Midwest style craft lager. Yeah, I think it's the barley that I'm tasting.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like to me.
Again, it's not bad, but it's just very...
It's a very basic.
Basic.
Are you trying to put your birthday in? Isn't this...
It's
so,
Wine and Kugel's just making me put my birthday
in. Sidebar, any of those websites make you put your birthday in?
Like,
and I was doing it really fast the other day when I was going into Tin Whiskers, and I accidentally hit like the non-21 birthday, and then all it said was, are you sure? And I hit no, and then it led me into the website. So what's the...
Yeah,
you
know. Nice. So it just for Honey Weiss, it just says traditional American Weiss beer with a touch of real Wisconsin honey.
Which I bet you it's probably a...
So...
Oh, there. Right there. What does it say? It says American style wheat ale or lager category.
So either, yeah. I guess.
So we need to do a little... I'm going to do a little more research on the whole lager versus... lager versus ale, but...
I'm just going to do it right now.
Because of all five of these, this is the only lager we have.
Okay, so let's just look up...
We're Googling... Not like anyone that's listening to this can't be doing their own research. You idiots who don't know the difference between an ale and a lager.
Yeah, we've been doing this bit for how long? Mm-hmm. Ales and lagers are each made using different strains of yeast.
Oh.
Simply put, lagers are brewed using bottom fermenting strains of yeast held at colder temperatures, so around 40 to 52 Fahrenheit, while ales are brewed with the top fermenting yeast that operates at a warmer temperature, between 55 and 77. So it's so that makes yeast sense. That's the
and
difference.
And then lager is cold brewed and ale is warm brewed.
Yeah, lager uses cold brewed bottom fermenting yeast, while ales are a little bit warmer yeast that operates at the like top brewed.
And I would
top fermenting.
I just drink more ales than I do. Mm-hmm. I just know because it's like
EPA. Yeah, you're a pale ale.
Yeah, pale ale. Like yeah,
IPA. Yeah. So there you go. Let's see. A Pilsner is a type of pale lager. Usually lighter in color. Doesn't really say why. Yeah, we'll just make a podcast out of that one episode. And just dive into the history and the styles and the this and the that.
There was a cool documentary on Netflix years ago, and I don't think they have it on there anymore, but it was called Beer Wars.
Mm.
It was really cool. It was like an hour and a half long documentary on beer. It was really, really fun to watch.
That's
but yeah.
It's good. Again, good. Unremarkable, good beer. But good.
Yeah.
But an easy drinker.
Plain. Easy drinker, plain beer.
Yeah.
Yep. I know this one's going to hit us bigger. So this is the Surly Furious. Yeah. This is like a go-to IPA. Yeah, you better sip. Yeah. So Furious is like one of my go-tos. I mean, I like a lot of the Summit IPAs, but this is... You go to like a restaurant in the Midwest, you can find Surly. All right. Thicker.
Yep, that tastes like a Surly Furious.
It's like...
Thicker, and it's got that, red that taste that hits you immediately.
Uh-huh.
How would you describe that taste?
It's hop. It's like a hoppy...
It's a foamy hop.
Foamy.
It's a very foamy hop taste that just sticks in your mouth.
It's almost like if they were to take the Dakota Soul and like ramp it up and put a bunch of hops in it. Yeah. I mean, it's very... It's like...
To me, Surly tastes like you're chewing on a hop, mm-hmm. which isn't a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
But it tastes like you're chewing on a hop.
But I can't have... Like, we were just up at the cabin last weekend, and I, you know, can drink a bunch of, like, light beer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had some Coors Lights, some other things.
Wait on the rest of that one till we try these two.
Yeah, yep.
Just because it's so... Such a it's pungent. Taste.
Yep. We're going to have lots of leftover.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited for your reaction to this beer because, if, like
honestly,
I said,
I've never had it.
Don't even account that it's only brewed 2 months of the year. I would put it on my Mount Rushmore of beers.
Yeah, all right.
My top fours.
That's going to have to be another, maybe in the next brew review, we'll do our own personal Mount Rushmore.
Dude, it's, all right, so smell it first.
Mm.
So it smells kind of. You can almost smell like a little bit of the pumpkin.
It smells like an Oktoberfest with a hint of pumpkin.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, here's a sidebar for you. You know what coffee they finally have at the Quick Trip by my house?
Is it a pumpkin spice?
Oh, it's pumpkin
spice.
It's
the best. Yeah. This is why I love fall, because everything is pumpkin spice. And I go and I buy a ton of this beer. And
Katie makes fun of me all the time for being such a basic, you know, I don't care. I love pumpkin spice.
That's why
fall is the best. I love it in lattes. I love it in coffee. Yeah. I love it
in pie, cake. Pie,
bars, anything.
I'll take a bath
in it. So good. I'll take a bath. If they can make pumpkin spice bath.
Pumpkin spice flip-flops and I'll eat it.
Yeah,
there it doesn't matter.
All right,
here we go. First try.
That is amazing. It
you almost get a little banana-y.
Do you know what it tastes like to me? Like somebody made pumpkin bread and put it in a blender
and
added a little hop to it and then poured it in my glass.
Yeah.
Like a good homemade pumpkin bar. Not like a commercially bought at Target pumpkin bar, but like it's smooth. It's got great flavor.
Yep.
It doesn't have aftertaste.
It doesn't have aftertaste.
That is really good.
It is, and it's super easy drinking. Like based on that Furious, you could have a, and this is 6.6.
The funny thing is, it's thicker, and you taste that it's thicker, mm-hmm. but it's all flavor,
mm-hmm.
and goes down really smooth.
This is what when you were describing your banana bread beer, this is what I thought of because
that was one of the first ones I did.
Yeah, that's what I thought of when I had it because it smells yeasty and bready and like pumpkiny.
Mm. You know, speaking of our listeners in France, if you guys want to send us a beer to review for you...
In the mail, illegally.
That we can't get here. We'll figure out a way.
Yeah.
Or send us a suggestion, and we'll try to find it somewhere.
So what's the email address?
We got to throw this email address. Total Wine's got to have some.
They probably have a France section.
Yeah.
They might.
I think we threw out the email in the last one. It's...
We'll post it somewhere. I think we can post it on one of the... Two Dads Podcast. There's an FCW in there.
Yeah, I believe it's Two Dads Podcast fcw@gmail.com.
Yeah. If you have opinionated comments, just keep them to yourself. If you have,
we'll file those in the
spam folder. Mm-hmm. If you have comments about how great we are, feel free to send us those.
Yeah.
If you don't like the podcast, then you can just stop listening.
Or keep listening.
Just don't tell us you don't like it.
Yeah,
privately. Yeah. But no, this is like, I'm telling you, so I don't know.
This is a really good
movie. I would have to come up with the other three, or what, because if we say Mount Rushmore, that's four, right? This is a dumb question, right?
It's four. They haven't
It's four Trump beers. Yet. Right, thank you. Okay. I'd have to come up with my other three beers.
It's four.
All right. So, and I've been looking forward to this one because I have not had Sam Adams Oktoberfest yet this season.
This is one of my all-time favorites. This one we might had actually Mankato. Be on my
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. It's so good. This is going to taste darkest probably a lot color. Like the pumpkin one we just had.
These blend really good together. All
right.
Yep.
That's just such a good beer.
To me, it's smooth. It's ambery. You can taste the... I don't know.
It's just like the Tin Whiskers pumpkin, but without the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. But you still get all that flavor, and it's a little thicker, but it's super smooth. I could drink that all night.
Because with an Oktoberfest, it's a Märzen style. That's lager. What they always say.
Yeah. Which yeah, I think that's the hops, right?
I think it's the style. Because
then the lager.
Oh, you're right. This is the lager. So it's a lager style Märzen.
Or maybe that's the malt. I can't
remember. And it says custom malt. Malt brings so much to a great beer at the heart of our Oktoberfest. Yeah, it says we've developed a unique malt blend to provide a deep, robust color and smooth, rich flavor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. We had, I think I've had, okay, so far this year, I've had three Oktoberfests. I've had this, the Mankato Brewing one that we had, and then I had Summit. But this is one of my, like, this is probably my favorite.
That's so good. It's just good and nice and smooth.
For this brew review, I was going to go to Granite City and get a growler of the, we might have to do that in a little bit, too.
Yeah. Put that up for the next one.
So this has been five, okay, so we went through five beers. It's like, if you could see it on the table in front of us, it's light to dark.
Yep. So let's, to wrap it up, let's rate them.
Yep. So we'll go 5-1.
All right, 5-1.
So I'm gonna.
You go first.
I'll go first. Yeah. I'm. Well, I can't think of the word. I'm biased, but I'm going number 5, Shockey Pumpkin. Number 4, Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Number 3, Surly Furious. Number 2, Cabin Crusher, and number 1, Dakota Soul.
Sure. And that's 5 being the best for you, right?
5 being the best. Yep. 5 being the best.
I would go. Pretty much almost a mirror of yours. I would go Pumpkin 5, Sam's 4. I'd probably actually go the Cabin Crusher 3, Surly 2,
and then
the Dakota Soul 1.
So we have our IPA and our, yeah.
But depending on my mood and how warm it is outside, the bottom three could easily switch.
Well, yeah, because like this is summer. Light, you know, your Cabin Crusher is summer, your Oktoberfest is fall, so is your Pumpkin. Your Furious is pretty much any time, but I like that in the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends.
Good beers. Well done.
Really good beers.
Very nicely put together.
We'll do another little, you know, beer review like this where we do multiples.
Yeah.
It's easier to do this when it's in person, though.
It's so much easier.
We can't do it when we're...
Thank God we're done with pretending to social distance.
For now, we're done with social distancing. Our kids are going full blown, so it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, well, we're gonna wrap this brew review up, and we will see you for the next one. All right, we are back with our live bit music here. We're gonna do a little finish that movie quote, but this time I'm driving. You're the one in the hot seat.
All right.
Don't read my notes. You have not been prepped.
I've not been prepped. I've not seen any of these.
Yeah. And I can't remember
I'm
how many.
I'm a little nervous that you're going to go hard on
me. Right. Well, some of these are, they're going to make you laugh. All
right.
But so I think, I can't remember how many I did. There might have been 6. I got 5.
I think there was 6 or 7.
Yeah. So everyone, just so you realize what the basis is, I'm going to give you a quote. I'll try and set the scene. I'll give you a quote. You have to finish that quote, and we'll see how well that you do with this. So. You've got a choice between 1, 2, shuffling my papers, 3, 4, it is 5 total. I'll give you the movies. You can pick the movie. All
right.
Your choices are Dumb and Dumber. These are all Jim Carrey movies. So we did Jim Carrey with me. I'm doing Jim Carrey with you. The choice is Dumb and Dumber, Liar, Liar. Then I've got Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. I've got Ace Ventura 2, When Nature Calls. And then your last one is The Truman Show.
Oh, that's going
to
be hard.
I know. I tried to go non-what we did before, but okay. I couldn't.
Let's start with Truman Show. Let's get the hard one out of the way early.
Have you? How many years has it been since you've seen? Because this is going to be hard then.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so for Truman Show, I don't know if I can set the scene, but what this quote is based off of, it's his signature quote. So this is what Truman says to everybody. So Truman walks out of his house in the morning, and he sees his neighbors before he's going to work, and he says, "Good morning." And then at the end of it, he says,
"Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Good morning, good evening."
You're so close. Close. Take your time.
I can picture it.
I can see you sweating.
Good morning, good evening. Am I right on the second?
You're close.
Part?
Yeah, that's really close.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Because he starts with good morning, and then I have where the quote starts. So it's after good morning, but he says, "Oh, and in case I don't see you." So it's after good morning.
Good morning, and in case I don't see you, good evening and good afternoon. Or that's good evening and...
You're so close.
Good evening and good night.
It's close. I think you pieced it together. You said everything, but just in weird and different. So he says, "Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night."
Oh, I had all three.
That was really good.
I had all three elements.
Now, had you asked me that one, I don't know if I would have been able to come up with it.
I can remember. I can picture him saying
it. Yeah. And he says it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he says it to everybody he sees. That's the basis of the show. All right. Well, that was a good one. I'll say you passed that one. I think you did pretty good at that one.
A solid C.
It's a solid C plus.
Solid C.
This is like my high school GPA. All right. Okay, so you are left now with 4. Right. And we've got Dumb and Dumber, Liar, Liar, or you've got Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, or you've got Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Let's do Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
God, we should be on some sort of a... Okay. I'm going to try and set this scene. All right.
Set it for me.
Okay, so Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. This is when Greenwald goes to pick Ace up from the Buddhist temple. Ace is there. He's hesitant to leave because he has not obtained his omnipresent supergalactic oneness. Okay, so they're at the Buddhist temple. Greenwald is trying to get him to take the case.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And Ace says... "What about my medallion of spiritual accomplishment?" And the Buddhist says,
"Ah, there it is. You've just obtained it."
I
have.
That's exactly
you are more one than anyone.
So that is right before this, but that is verbatim. So he's talking about the omnipresent supergalactic oneness, but then he goes, "What about my medallion of spiritual, the medallion, the physical?"
"Here, take mine."
Yes. Yes, he says.
"This took you 80 years to achieve."
Yes.
"I don't like it."
Yes, that is exactly what I have written down. So he says, "What about my medallion of spiritual accomplishment?" He says, "Take mine."
"Here, take mine."
"This took you 80 years to achieve." "That's okay, I don't like it anymore, really." And then he says, "Break it to them gently."
Mister, break it to them gently. And they're having a party.
They're having a giant party. Yep, somersaults.
God, that's such a good movie.
All right. I love that part.
All right. Let's go for Liar, Liar.
Liar, Liar. Good choice. Liar. Okay, so this one, I'll set the scene. So this is when Fletcher goes to school to find Max to try and get him to reverse the birthday wish that he made the night before. So he's telling Max. So he's went into the classroom and said, "Hi, I'm Max's bad father or father."
Yep.
And he's out in the playground. He's got a cake and a birthday hat on. He's talking to Max and he's saying, "Now listen, I need you to do something. I need you to take back that wish." So he's explaining that all grown-ups need to lie.
Mm-hmm.
"Your mom lies. Even the great Jerry lies." And then he's giving him an example of, "When your mom was pregnant, she gained a good 40 pounds. And if I'd have told her that she looked like a cow, it would have hurt her feelings." Max says, "My teacher tells me that real beauty is on the inside." Fletcher responds with,
"That's just what ugly people say to make them feel better about themselves."
It's very close.
Is it?
Yes. So he says, "That's just something ugly people say."
Yeah. That's just something
ugly. That's just something ugly people say.
Oh, that's good.
That was good.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. I had to think about that one. Mm-hmm.
All right,
I didn't get it exact, though. I'd say a B.
You've got the general premise. You were nailing Ace Ventura too. You were getting the quotes ready.
Let's go. What am I left with?
You're left with Dumb and Dumber, and you're left
Dumb and Dumber. I'll save Ace Ventura.
Okay, I've been waiting for this because this is long.
This took you 80.
80 years.
I have to watch that again. All right, here we go.
I don't like it anymore. Really. I don't like it. Okay, Dumb and Dumber. So, Lloyd. Lloyd is sitting at the magazine stand with his wallet locked in the magazine in the dirty magazine stand.
Little old lady?
Yes. So he asked the quote-unquote little old lady to watch his stuff while he breaks a dollar. So Lloyd says, "Could you do me a favor and watch my stuff here while I break a dollar?" And the lady says, "Of course." And then Lloyd says, "Thanks. Hey." And that's where
he
you
have says, to... "Hey, although dangerous and slow behind the wheel, old people can still serve a purpose. Don't you go dying on me."
Yes, yes.
Did I get it?
You got it. It's not word for word. So he says, "I guess they are right.
Senior
citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose. I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Ah, it was close.
So good. You were very close. You've got all the right. premise down.
So that leaves us with Ace Ventura When Nature Calls.
Pet detective. Yep. All right. This is the longest one. I was wrong. This is the longest one I wrote down.
Mr. Shikadance.
Yes. Yes.
I told you, I never bring my work home with me.
Yep.
All right.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. I'm going to set the scene. Mm-hmm. Ace is on a road trip, and he's going to Ray Finkel's house.
Oh my God! Here we go.
He's at the front door. He knocks on the front door, and a window opens, and he says, "Hi. I'm looking for Ray Finkel." And a shotgun comes out of the window, and he says, "And a clean pair of shorts." Ray's father responds with, "What do you know about Ray Finkel?"
Oh, shoot. I can think of part of it, but I know... Give me a second.
It's long. I know how it starts. I could start it, but there's no way I could finish it.
Okay.
I'll
just get the parts out of it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to try and do it as close as I can. Okay, he goes, "Soccer-style kicker graduated from Collier High, June 1976. Holds two former NCAA records, one for distance, one for most field goals in a season. Former nickname, the Mule, and one hell of a model American."
You got that 97% right.
What'd I miss?
You got way better than what... So I would have gotten soccer-style kicker graduated from Collier High, and then I would have been lost after that. Okay, so this is verbatim what he says. "Soccer style kicker graduated from Collier High, June 1976.
I had the year.
Stetson University, honored grad class of 1980, holds two NCAA Division I records, one for most points in a season, one for distance, former nickname the Mule, the first and only pro athlete to come out of Collier County, and one hell of a model American."
Dang. I had like 70%.
You literally had like 90% of that. You even had the year. I wouldn't have had June 1976. How did you remember that? It's incredible.
That was good. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I think probably because we actually recently watched that with the kids. It probably refreshed.
Such a great
movie. I would have had probably 50-60% of it, but probably the fact that we watched it within the last probably 3 or 4 weeks kind of refreshed some of it.
I have soccer style kicker graduate from Collier. I burned into my memory. But after that it's just totally hazy.
Would you like a football, son? What do you know?
Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and Rottenell. Would you like a cookie, son? What do you know? They're little footballs.
Aces out.
Oh, God.
That's so good.
All right, well, that's a good... So, and I wanted to do one more. I wanted to get six, and I was looking at The Grinch. I was looking at...
The Grinch.
The Mask, which you did with me. Yep. That was hard to find
one.
I wanted to find one from Cable Guy, but that was super hard because I haven't seen Cable Guy in such a long time.
That's one I haven't watched in quite a while. I watched The Mask recently again with the kids. That's got some good quotability, but if you haven't seen it in a long time, it's something you need to refresh.
You need to rewatch it. Yeah. So, all right, well, this has been round two of Finish That Movie Quote. All right, so next bit here that we're introducing is going to be, it's another rapid fire. We did a rapid fire Harry Potter. We're going to do a rapid fire wrestling finishing moves or signature
moves. Have, like, you think of, some people have more than one. So we'll go signature move. It can't be like the, you know.
Right.
Like the, I don't know. It's got to be like an actual signature move of that wrestler.
I'm not going to spoil any. I was about to say what was.
I want to give examples, but I don't want to give anything away.
So we're going to do the same thing. We're going to rock paper scissors. Yeah. Loser has to start.
I'll try to keep track.
You'll try and keep track of it. I'm having a cracker
our
as we're doing.
Our theme music we're enjoying is just random wrestlers.
Yeah, can you hear this? Is this what we did? Theme music?
Random theme music
on YouTube.
Yeah.
Rock paper scissors show. Go. Why do I
you
always
start
lose to that?
Again? I don't know. It's
the same one.
Because you always go paper.
And you always go scissors.
Yeah. Jesus. It's effective.
All right. Okay. That's yours. All
right. Go for it. You're up.
Start All right, here we go.
Signature moves.
Sharpshooter.
You got to name the rest.
Bret Hart, sharpshooter.
The sharpshooter. That's a good one. All right, I'm going to go with one of my favorites. Sweet Chin Music from Shawn Michaels.
Well played. Thinking of that, I'm going to go the Pedigree, Triple H.
Ooh. The Pedigree. Alright. This is a tag team finisher. The Doomsday Device.
Well played.
From the Legion of Doom.
I'm trying to think of another tag team one while you're on that.
Tag team was a little harder to remember.
Well, a lot of tag teams don't have... I mean, the Doomsday Device is definitely a signature, but, like...
Yeah.
Would the Bushwhackers' signature have been the licking? The licking of the head? Can I call that a signature maneuver?
Why not?
All right, Bushwhackers licking the forehead.
The licking head.
In the early to mid-80s.
I love the Bushwhackers.
Luke and Butch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Luke and Butch, baby. All
right, I'm going to go with... The Walls of Jericho.
Nice. Well played. I'm going to go the Stone Cold Stunner.
Some of these are pretty self-explanatory of who it was.
Yeah.
The Stone Cold Stunner.
Stone Cold Stunner.
The best... Okay, who is the best person to sell the Stunner?
The Rock.
Had to be either The Rock or Vince McMahon.
Or Shane.
Or Shane.
But The Rock has to be. Like, dude, WrestleMania 17.
He sold it so good.
WrestleMania 17, he's doing, like, backflips.
I'm trying to go old school with some of these.
It helps that I can see the
Earthquake's finishing move. I think was called the Earthquake.
So and he did
the Earthquake.
He bounced around
bounce
you.
Off the ropes and then he'd sit on you.
And he'd sit on you. I'm gonna go Yokozuna the Banzai Drop.
Yes, Yoko Banzai.
Yoko Banzai. All
right, I gotta go with Macho Man's elbow drop from the top.
Well played.
Was it like the macho elbow?
Yeah, flying elbow. The flying elbow.
The flying elbow.
The Rock Bottom.
The Rock Bottom.
For my close personal friend, Dwayne Johnson.
You know, okay, this is one of my favorites when he first busted on the scene was the 5-star frog splash from Rob Van Dam.
RVD, Mr. Monday Night. Oh, here's Roman Reigns.
This might help us come up with a few in there.
I'm going to say the Superman punch, Roman Reigns. Do you know what Braun Strowman's finisher is? Because I don't.
I actually have no idea. I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
How about the Tombstone Piledriver?
You S of a B. Wow. Undertaker.
Yep.
I'm going to go... Mandible Claw. Mankind.
That's a great one.
Mankind.
The Mandible Claw.
Oh, this is going to start getting tough here.
Oops, Mankind. All right, I'm going to go with the... I'm trying to think of the name of it. Where X-Pac would take the head...
The Bronco Buster.
Jump up and... No, that was where he had him on the ropes.
Oh.
But he had this move where he'd take their head and he'd jump up and slam it down. I guess it doesn't count if I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it'll come to me, though. So let me switch gears and I'll go.
Bronco Buster was a signature maneuver, though. It doesn't have to be the finishing move.
But that wasn't mine. I'm going to go with the Rikishi's the butt slam.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, for lack of a better name.
But yeah, the butt slam, yeah.
The butt slam.
All right.
Rikishi.
Oh, boy. You've already got Brett, Sean, Triple H. I'm going to go the Diesel Jackknife Powerbomb.
Diesel, also known as Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash.
Jackknife.
Jackknife Powerbomb.
All right. The only reason I'm going with this person is because for a while he was in DX. Otherwise, I hated him. But I'm going to go with Billy Gunn's The Famouser. The Famouser.
Famouser. The Famouser. Billy, the one Billy Gunn.
The one Billy Gunn.
What the hell? What was Road Dogg's?
I was trying to think of the name. I couldn't think of it. Oh, I just thought of it. I know what it is.
Did he have one?
He did. He did a DDT, but he also had a more one that he did to set it up, where I can think of the name.
I'm going to go Razor's Edge.
Oh, that's
Razor Ramon, cool. Razor's Edge.
It was the five-knuckle shuffle.
No, that's John Cena.
Oh, shit, you're right.
But you can use that.
But what was... Do you remember when the Road Dogg would do
that? He would do the jab. Yeah,
you're right, but the five-knuckle was
do John that for Cena. Cena. That's yours. Do it. All right, your five-knuckle shuffle. It's back to me. I'm going Hulk Hogan leg drop.
Yeah, no.
The worst finishing maneuver in pro wrestling history.
Oh, we got an ad.
We've got political ads here, people.
With our wrestling theme.
Nobody wants to see the political.
Fine. Hogan leg drop. I'm gonna go just as bad with the Ultimate Warrior.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah, Power Slam, Ultimate Warrior. Here's Alexa Bliss. Let's unmute it. I don't even know what her music sounds like. We were watching a Royal Rumble at home, and it was like, Alexa Bliss. And so my Alexa started to define Bliss. It was like, Bliss is a term of blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what?
That's great.
Okay, I'm going to go Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy
from Taz in the Smack. Jeff Hardy is on for a leg drop. I'm going to go Twist of Fate?
Ooh, that was Matt.
Was that Matt? But they were this... No, Swanton. Swanton. Swanton.
Swanton.
You know Jeff? Do you know that Matt's in AEW?
Really?
Yeah, he's taking some really terrible...
Jeff Hardy.
All
right.
Now that you said that...
Let's go with Goldberg's Power Slam.
Jeff Hardy.
Or the Jackknife. It was like the Jackknife Power
Jackhammer.
Slam.
Jackhammer.
Jackhammer.
Ooh, boy. I'm going to go DDP Diamond Cutter.
Oh, man. Dirty Dallas.
Payne. Dirty D.
The Diamond Cutter.
I'm surprised at how many we've gotten so far.
All right, I'm going to go up the Stinger Splash.
That's a good one. Stinger Splash.
That's where you do the splash in the corners.
Yep. And set them up.
Yep. He also had the reverse DDT, but I don't think it had a name. It's just a reverse DDT.
Lex Luger in WCW did the, what do you call it, the airplane spin?
He
puts him on the shoulders and he does the tower of, or the.
I can think of the name. I know what it is.
It's the.
Something rack.
Or torture rack. Yeah, the torture rack. Lex Luger.
Oh, okay, I gotta come up with a good one.
A lot of submissions.
Let's go Ric Flair with the figure four.
Oh, yeah. All right. God, how could you not do Ric Flair, too, right? All right.
Flair with the figure four.
The Steiner brothers, as a tag team, they did the Steiner Splash?
Steiner Splash.
It was like a...
Steiner something.
Yeah. We're going to count that. Steiner something. Rick and Scott. Ricky and Scott.
Oh, man. All right, I'm going to go with the Spear.
Oh. Who?
Goldberg.
All right.
I already did one of his.
Oh, so there can be multiple.
Yeah. Yeah, more than one person
did. No, you're right.
Well, just no, like more than one person did the Tombstone.
Yeah, you're right.
I went with Undertaker.
So we can use more.
There's three people that did a certain move we haven't even named yet.
I'm going to go Kane Chokeslam.
Yeah, there it is.
But he was like, I mean, like you said too, it's the same. It is kind of the same because Taker did Chokeslam, but you could.
Well, so did the Giant. Or
oh, you're right. Big Show.
Big Show. Whatever you want to call me.
Paul White. Did you watch his Netflix show? Paul Blart.
No, I never watched it.
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was actually good.
I'm trying to go back to some old school wrestlers, see if I can think of a good, any good
moves. So the problem is with the old school ones, I'm having a hard time remembering. Like, what the heck was Doink's finisher?
I'm going to go
right?
Owen Hart with the reverse pile driver.
That almost paralyzed Steve Austin. Yeah. All right.
But that's a good call. I have no idea what Doink's finishing was.
I'm going to go... Okay, so the British Bulldog always did the power slam.
He did the running power slam.
The running power slam. Hey, Winnie. Oh, dogs right
there. I'm starting to. Let's see. I'm trying to think back. Like, what was Ravishing Rick Rude's?
He was.
Ooh, I thought of a good one. Val Venus and Money Shot.
Oh my God, the Money Shot. What a great character from the 90s.
He was awesome.
He's a porn star. Yeah.
Val Venus.
Okay, I'm going, and this is your example of multiple people. It's a frog splash, but it's D'Lo Brown. What? Remember? He did the frog splash with the chest protector.
He did. D'Lo Brown.
I was thinking Nation of Domination on that one.
D'Lo. He had the head shape.
Yeah.
What the hell was... Okay, I'm thinking back to like the APA, but Bradshaw had that clothesline. The clothesline from hell.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was Farouk? Oh,
I can't.
The Dominator.
Yeah.
That was when he was in the Nation, but he still did it when he was APA. You take the guy by the waist, you'd go up and down, and that was Dominator. I don't know what Dolph Ziggler's finishing.
I couldn't tell you any of
these. The underpush? Is that what it's called?
The the overexposure?
Overexposure and underpush?
I'm trying to think of some of the early, like, what was Trish Stratus's?
Stratus faction, right?
Was it? I don't even know.
So she was... Oh, that's a good question. Lita was... I'm a Lita's.
Or like some of the who's the
Trish
one
was Stratus Faction.
Who's the one that did the Chris Benoit? He did the Canadian Crippler. Isn't that what he called it? The Crippler.
You're right. It was the Crippler Crossface.
Crippler Crossface.
It counts. Dude, I just watched the. Have you seen the Dark Side of the Ring documentary series on that?
No.
It's disturbing.
I bet it is.
Benoit.
Do you remember that? Was it a house show we went to?
Ben. Mail Inc. Oh, what was Malenko's finisher?
I don't even know.
Okay, I'm going Lita, the moonsault.
That's what hers was, yeah.
But she did the Twist of Fate, but that's like stealing it from the Hardys. She was the
moonsault. Yeah, hers was the moonsault.
So Stratus's was Stratus Faction. I just can't remember what that looked like.
I don't either. I'm trying to think of some of the other divas from that era, and I just can't think of their finishing moves.
Well, like Sable, I don't think she ever had a finishing move.
Not that I can think of.
Nicole Bass. Do you remember?
I can't. I just remember her picking people up. I might be stumped. You're going to have to count me down.
Oh, boy. All right. Think.
Count me down. Give me a count. 10, see if I can do something under pressure here.
9. 8.
We did Sweet Chin Music, right?
Yep. 7. Think current. Like, think current product.
I'm
think like
just
6.
Going. Keep going.
5. 4. Think like AJ.
Who did the Shooting Star Press?
That was a
three.
God, who did the Shooting Star?
Alright, People's Elbow.
Nice. The People's Elbow, yeah, The Rock.
I thought I was out
there. Oh, what was... Okay. Edge's finishing move was...
It was a spear.
The flatliner. And a spear. The flatliner. I stole that from him. That was my... Adam Apex's... Everyone that's listening, all you FCW fans, the Adam Apex's finisher was the flatliner.
Stole from Edge. Oh, it's back to me again. All right.
Samoa Joe. You know what it's called?
No. I'm starting to brain fart now.
You got to think.
I used all my memory and talent up on the Harry Potter rapid fire.
Current's hard, too, because we don't watch Current.
I can think of a lot of old wrestlers. I just can't think if they had a signature finishing
move. Well, like the Mountie. It's like, what the heck was the Mountie's? Oh, God.
Regal. Did Regal have one?
The Man's Man Regal? Actually, he had...
He's a man. He had some kind of a submission, didn't he?
Yeah, he had the submission. He had the Regal stretch. You can use that. It's the Regal stretch. Write it down.
I'm trying to think. Write down the Regal stretch. Kurt Angle.
The ankle lock. Ankle lock. Oof.
That was close.
I gotta start thinking of WrestleManias.
It's hard to think of the signature. We're running low.
We're going like... I'm surprised that we're at... We're at almost 20 minutes here. All right. I gotta start thinking WrestleMania main events.
For anyone that's not a wrestling fan, they already turned this off. Skipped ahead.
They've already skipped ahead. That's okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, really quick, I'm really old and I still watch pro wrestling. I weekly watch pro wrestling and my kids don't, but they're like, Dad, it's fake. What are you?
No, it's not. Totally real.
Yeah, I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's the best. It's an art form. All
right, I'm going to count you down. 10.
Oh, geez.
9. 8. 7. 6.
Cactus Jack and the DDT. Well... Yeah, that's his finisher. It was a DDT. Which I just thought of another one.
Just count me down to start it.
10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Just keep going.
3. Andre the Giant. Did he have one?
He was just big.
3. Did I say 3? Yeah. I think I said 3 twice. 2.
I'm out. I'm brain farting.
1.
I'm tapping. I'm throwing in the towel.
That's it?
I got nothing. I can't think of wrestlers. I can think of moves I did.
Now I'm thinking of ECW.
I can't think the name of a finishing move. Like, yeah, I can think of ECW wrestlers. Rhino, Taz.
The Taz Mission.
Oh, that's
but I mean, that was like, that's how you interpret it, because I don't think that's what he called it in ECW.
Yeah, I just can't think of...
Samoa Joe was the Coquina Clutch, but...
I just blanked. I couldn't think of the names of signature moves.
Oh, like you said, too, it's hard because I just said Cactus Jack DDT. That was Jake Roberts. Yeah, Jake Roberts was DDT.
That was good. I mean, there's a lot of good signature moves, but... And again, I can... We've got... Wrestlers. I just can't think of the
A
names.
Lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. That was a good list.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up wrestling. Rapid Fire Wrestling
Edition.
Signature moves.